Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ 2, Week 10. The Creator of the One New Man as the Masterpiece of God. Friday, Related Verses. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Ephesians 4:3-22-24. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace, that you put off, as regards your former manner of life, the old man, which is being corrupted according to the lusts of the deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. Colossians 3:12-15. Put on therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, inward parts of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another and forgiving one another, if anyone should have a complaint against anyone. Even as the Lord forgave you, so also should you forgive. And over all these things put on love, which is the uniting bond of perfectness. And let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Colossians 2:14-18. Wiping out the handwriting and ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Stripping off the rulers and the authorities, he made a display of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no one therefore judge you in eating and in drinking, or in respect of a feast, or of a new moon, or of the Sabbath, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no one defraud you by judging you unworthy of your prize, in self-chosen lowliness and the worship of the angels, dwelling on the things which he has seen, vainly puffed up by his mind set on the flesh. Related reading. The Greek term for arbitrate in Colossians 3:15 can also be rendered umpire, preside, be enthroned as a ruler and decider of everything. For the proper body life, we need the peace of Christ to arbitrate, to adjust, and to decide all things in our heart and our relationship with the members of his body. Our having been called to the peace of Christ should also motivate us to let this peace arbitrate in our hearts. If we consider our experience, we will realize that as Christians, we have two or three parties within us. For this reason, we need an arbitrator. An arbitrator is always needed to settle disagreements or disputes between parties. As Christians, we are more complicated than unsaved people are. Before we were saved, we were under the control of the satanic party. We could indulge in worldly amusements and entertainments without any sense of controversy within. But now that we are saved, one party may encourage us to do one thing, but another party may encourage us to do something else. Hence, there is the need for inward arbitration to settle the dispute within us. We need someone or something to preside over the conferences that take place within our being. According to Colossians 3:15, this presiding one, this arbitrator, is the peace of Christ. Whenever we sense that different parties within our being are arguing or quarreling, we need to give peace to the presiding peace of Christ and allow this peace, which is the oneness of the new man, to rule within us. Let this peace, this oneness, have the final word. If we stay under the ruling of the enthroned peace of Christ, we will not offend others or damage them. Rather, by the Lord's grace and with his peace, we will minister life to others. The oneness in a local church and among the churches is maintained only by the arbitrating peace of Christ. The management and maintenance of the Lord's recovery are not our responsibility. All the churches and the recovery as a whole are under the arbitrating peace of Christ. Ephesians 4:3 speaks of keeping the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. Christ has abolished on the cross all the differences that were due to ordinances. In doing so, he made peace for his body. This peace should bind all believers together and should thus become the uniting bond. According to 2:15, by Christ abolishing in his flesh the separating ordinances and creating the Jewish and Gentile believers into one new man, peace was made between all believers. Furthermore, on the cross, Christ dealt with all the negative things between us and God. This means that he also made peace between man and God. Now there is no longer a separation between the Jewish believers and the Gentile believers, or between us and God. However, at the same time Ephesians was written, some of the Jewish believers still held the concept that they should be separate from the Gentile believers. For this reason, Paul said that the middle wall of partition has been broken down, and that the Jewish and Gentile believers must be one. Otherwise, there can be no oneness, and without the oneness, there cannot be the one body. Therefore, in 4:3, Paul says strongly that we must keep the oneness of the Spirit and the uniting bond of peace. If we would do this, we must realize that the differences between us have been abolished on the cross. The uniting bond of peace is actually the working of the cross. By our experience, we know that whenever we go to the cross, there are no differences between us and others.